You've been able to provide us some pictures that Jaime Masson was able to give you. And can you tell us a little bit about what these people are? Is this an indigo child? What am I looking at here?
Okay, what you're looking at on the website is the Maurizio Cavallo story. It's a contactee story. It's one of two major stories that came out of Italy this year. And the contactee story of Maurizio Cavallo, I was covering it as of November 2006. I went there four times, and after seeing the amount of film footage he has of UFOs, and I mean really close, after seeing the Polaroid photograph of the human-type aliens and the voice recording he has and the artifacts he has, I called in Jaime Maussan from Mexico because I don't usually do big stories by myself. The Charles Hall story I did with David Coote, the pilot, it's kind of a X-File thing. I call in a partner, and Jaime Maussan flew to Turin in Italy, interviewed with me Maurizio Cavallo for the screen, and Maurizio Cavallo gave us the photographs of the human-looking aliens. The one you're looking at, he calls a hybrid gray, but that's what he calls that being. Then there is his contact, who is Suel, and that looks like a regular human person. But then if you look at the other picture, he's coming out of a ship. It's Suel coming out of a ship. And Cavallo's book has him talking about the fact that Suel lives among us here in Italy.
Where do we get the picture? I mean, how did they get this picture of him coming out of a craft?
Well, because Cavallo has a lot of pictures. I mean, they're regular photographs. He scanned them for us, but he asked the beings. He thought he was going crazy. I've written a story on there. He thought he was going insane. This happened 10 years ago.
You think he's legit?
Yeah, I think what he believes, he's telling the truth because he's recalling. There's no way you can actually, I mean, in any of the contact cases, it's really difficult.
Now, these are these actual photos or are
they're
these?
They're actual photos,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
So you have, for the first time, actual photos of human-looking aliens. You have, for the first time, these are human-looking aliens, and of
course,
you only have three of them. He has about 15.
Yeah, and they're up on the coasttocoastam.com website,
yeah,
if you want to take a look at them.
15, and they're Polaroids. I don't know how you can manipulate a Polaroid.
Well, in a few of them, they don't look too different from us.
They're not. He says the man, Suel, looks exactly like us. He says wearing a leather jacket. The only difference is, he said, when you photograph Suel or the females, and he showed me some of the pictures of the females, they're absolutely beautiful. They kind of look like Grace Kelly. He said when you photograph them, there's this light flash on their forehead because they absorb light. He said they absorb the light. So he asked that he could take these pictures, and they said to him that he could not release them for 10 years. Well, in my article on my website, something's happened where this year these pictures are being released from this book and from another book that just came out equally about human-type aliens.
Amazing. So what star system are they from?
These, the Maurizio Cavallo people, are from the system of the Aquila, which is the Eagle. They come from a planet called Clarion. And they have an underwater base off Genoa.
What's the light years from us? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. It's in his book. I mean, I don't know the details. It's in the book that came out. But he said they're light years from us, even though they get here. He says it takes them a while to get here, but they're here. In other words, they have they stay together in a villa, and they're here. They work here. They're among people. They mingle among people, but they're actual underwater base, and it's interesting because both books talk about an underwater base. One off Genoa, that's the Clarion people that we're talking about. And the second book that I quote, Contattismi di Massa, Mass Contact, has a base off the Adriatic coast, underwater. And that really intrigues me.
All right, so we have pictures supplied to us from Paula Harris and Jaime Masson of what could very well be the very first, truly first alien photograph. And if you want to take a look at it, there it is under the feature article at coasttocoastam.com. I was captivated by the eyes of this extraterrestrial, Paula.
Which one, the hybrid or the little
girl? The hybrid.
The hybrid. Yeah. Me too. When I first saw, but he has four of those. He has four different faces of that type. When I first looked, I was startled. I couldn't, you know, it was part of what I'm writing about my book. I was startled. I didn't know how to handle it. So in my book, I write about this. I go, we're going to be startled. We're not going to know how to handle it. And we got to get some protocols in place here.
Well, and you talk a lot about protocols and challenges for future contact. Tell me a little bit about that. What do you mean by that?
I mean that we don't handle diversity very well on this planet. Anybody that looks different, anybody that is different, what do? We right away, we treat them differently.
Sure,
we don't kill them first.
We shun them, put them aside.
Right, yeah. Right. So how if this woman that you're seeing, George, comes into your reality, how would you react if you weren't ready for this?